all of that to have been amassed and it not be of some benefit to me. I can really feel that the benefit still stands. I know that the benefit is there for me. And I know that I'm on the brink of realizing the relief of that. And relief is such a wonderful thing. And I'm feeling relief right here this red hot minute, even though nothing has changed in terms of any action. I didn't get any phone call. I didn't hear from a realtor. I didn't feel any movement in the market necessarily. The relief that I'm feeling means that I've changed my proximity to this swirling vortex that's been going on. And I'm appreciative of the last 2 or 3 years that have caused me, helped me to cause this vortex to move faster and faster and faster. And now, by my willingness to participate, by the inspiration that I have felt to come on this cruise, by the inspiration that I'm feeling as I'm relaxing in this environment, I can feel that I'm chilling. I can even feel that this conversation is causing me to release resistance. And I can feel that I'm moving closer and closer into the vortex. I'm actually not even feeling so much calm. I'm beginning to feel a sort of enthusiasm. I'm starting to recognize that things are not only okay, they're really, really, really okay. This is not just going to turn out all right for me. I'm just not going to lose what I've gathered. This is going to be an enormous benefit to me. The security that has been planned for me all along is going to yield itself in full fashion, and I'm going to feel the power of my financial beingness. I can feel it already. It's there for me. The universe is tending to it. And now I'm tending to the way I feel, and I'm closing the gap and allowing the culmination of it to come. And there's plenty of time for me to do that. I've done my work, and I'll hold myself in proximity to that. So now I'm going to bounce around from this edge of enthusiasm to well-being, edge of enthusiasm to well-being, edge of enthusiasm to well-being. I'm going to be eagerly anticipating what's coming next. I'm going to begin to watch for the clues, because now I know the clues are there. I'm going to watch for the evidence of things moving forward, never feeling disappointment about the timing of them, always in knowledge that the clues are there and that things are unfolding and all is well with me. Good. Yes, it is. Thank you. Yes, it is. How do you believe what life has not shown you? In other words, does your belief revolve around what is only? It's easy to believe what you see, and it's easy to believe what others agree with, even though their perspectives are very different. It's easy to believe what you're living, but is it easy to believe what's coming? Is it easy for you to believe what's in your vibrational vortex of or vibrational escrow vortex? Can you believe that? Do you believe that you are extending things there? Do you believe that your source is tending to them? Do you believe that everything that manifests was first thought? Do you understand that the basis of everything is vibration and that there is nothing that is apart? There is nothing that is apart or separate from vibration? Can you feel the tangibility of your vibrational escrow vortex? We so want to find a way to explain to you the power of this vortex. It's so much bigger than what you're living. That's why we say what you're living doesn't mean diddly squat. Don't let the details of what you're living be so big in your vibration just because you have the power to discern it through your physical senses. It's so darn temporary. There it went again. 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 That is going to take a while. There it went again. There it went again. Now is shifting, 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 going, going, going. Now is temporary. It's temporary. Now is temporary. You cannot stand still. And this vibrational escrow vortex is growing, 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 calling you and everything that you want to it. It's real. Let it be tangible. Get yourself inside of it. Begin to describe it. Find the feeling place of it. If you can't describe the details of it, tell yourself and others what it feels like where you're going. There is the utopia that we are all seeking. There is the well-being that we are all about. There is the promise of our future. There is the soul of that which we are. There is who we really are. There is the culmination, culmination, culmination of our eternal expansion. There, it's there and it's real and it's believable, but you've got to bring yourself up to a place of believing it. The healers and the masters that have presented the miracles that you've witnessed around you that then you believed once they presented it, you didn't believe you could do it, you only believed they could do it. But all they were doing was knowing, believing, understanding this vibrational escrow. They knew it was there. When a healer saw you, he did not behold you in your now sickness. He knew your wellness. He saw you.